With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason. The Trump agenda takes another step forward. House Republicans have passed a massive budget bill. It includes $4.5 trillion in tax relief and a couple of trillion in spending cuts.
The legislation was approved in a 217-215 vote. It capped a wild evening in the House chamber that saw Republican leaders hold open an unrelated vote for more than an hour to buy time to win over holdouts, announced they were canceling a vote on the legislation, and reversed course just 10 minutes later. The tally also marked a dramatic turnaround for Speaker Mike Johnson and House GOP leaders, who hours earlier were facing opposition to the measure from four deficit hawks, skepticism among some other hardliners, and apprehension from moderates concerned about potential slashes to social safety net measures. Bernie Bennett in Washington.
Every Democrat joined by a lone Republican, Thomas Massie, voted no on the bill, which raises the debt ceiling by $4 trillion. And will now have to go through the congressional committee process before being reconciled with Senate legislation. Also at SRNNews.com, the United States and Ukraine have reportedly come to terms on an economic deal allowing the U.S. to mine Ukraine's vast store of rare earth minerals. President Trump says it also allows American taxpayers to recoup what they've spent on Ukraine in recent years.
Biden was throwing money around like it's cotton candy. And it's a very big deal. It could be a $1 trillion deal. It could be whatever.
Ukrainian President Zelensky expected to visit Washington on Friday to sign the agreement. A near miss on a runway at Chicago's Midway Airport. Pilots on a Southwest Airlines flight attempting to land had to climb back into the sky to avoid a small business aircraft that was crossing the runway. The Southwest jet was able to land and no one was hurt. On Wall Street, the Dow futures up 103 points. This is SRN News. The governor of Wisconsin has some suggestions.
Tony Evers is a Democrat, and he has championed many left-wing causes. In his latest budget proposal to the state legislature, he's asking lawmakers to make changes to all government documents to eliminate any references to male or female. The governor says the word mother should be replaced with the phrase inseminated person, or possibly parent who gave birth to a child. Evers is a strong advocate for transgenderism and the LGBT agenda in general. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
The Supreme Court has declined to hear a pair of cases from pro-life advocates who say laws limiting demonstrations near clinics violate their First Amendment rights. The High Court turned down the appeals, though Justices Clarence Thomas and Samuel Alito disagreed. Pro-lifers argue that the laws barring people from protesting should be struck down in light of the repeal of Roe versus Wade by the Supreme Court. This is SRN News. A landslide primary defeat for a controversial Illinois politician.
The massive loss comes just weeks after Tiffany Hinyard was seen on video taking part in a chaotic brawl at a city council meeting. The former mayor of Dalton, Illinois, was accused of mismanaging millions of dollars and sinking the village into crippling debt. Village trustee Jason House ousted Hinyard in Tuesday's Democrat primary, winning 87.9% of the votes. Tayshia Stevens reporting.
A new federal lawsuit filed in Maryland is challenging a Trump administration memo giving the nation's schools and universities 2 weeks to eliminate race-based practices of any kind or risk losing their federal funding. The lawsuit was brought by the American Federation of Teachers and the American Sociological Association, arguing this month's memo violates the First and the Fifth Amendments. More details, SRNNews.com.